Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyairam.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Among our top stories this evening,
Zimbabweans join South Africans and the rest of the world in mourning the death last night of former President Nelson Mandela, who passed away at the age of 95.
Let us express, each in our own way, the deep gratitude we feel for a life spent in service of the people of this country and in the cause of humanity.
President Jacob Zuma of South Africa announces that Mr. Mandela will be laid to rest next Sunday at his ancestral home of Qunu in Eastern Cape.
And the MDCT expels its Mutare mayor and recalls his Gweru counterpart for allegedly defying party orders regarding preferred party mayoral candidates.
South Africans are mourning the death of anti-apartheid leader Nelson Mandela, the country's first black president, who died last night at the age of 95. Many woke to the news today, hours after President Jacob Zuma announced Mr. Mandela, quote, passed on peacefully in the company of his family. Dressed in black, Mr. Zuma made the statement in a nationally televised address that South Africa has lost its greatest son and our people have lost a father, unquote. He said the flags will be flown at half-mast and Mr. Mandela will be given a state funeral, which will follow a period of national mourning. Scores of world leaders and celebrities are expected to travel to South Africa for the funeral of Mr. Mandela, who was respected around the world for his activism.
Mr. Mandela spent nearly three decades in prison for his role in fighting to end white minority rule and official discrimination against blacks in South Africa. After his release, he emerged as a revered symbol of peace and reconciliation and won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1993. The following year, he became South Africa's first black president. Mr. Mandela, who contracted tuberculosis during his nearly three decades of incarceration, was hospitalized repeatedly during the past several years, most recently for a recurring lung infection. The African National Congress, which Mr. Mandela joined in 1943 and whose youth league he co-founded, said in a statement South Africa had lost a colossus and epitome of humility, equality, justice and peace. Mr. Mandela served as the ANC's president from 1991 to 1997. He was South Africa's president from 1994 until he retired from public life in 1999.
I stand here before you, not as a prophet, but as a humble servant of you.
I have fought very firmly against white domination. I have fought very firmly against black domination. I cherish the ideal of a new South Africa.
That was Mr. Mandela in his own voice. Now we go to Tuso Kumalo in South Africa, who reports that Zimbabweans in South Africa have expressed the shock and sadness at the death of Mr. Nelson Mandela. Mr. Mandela, as you have heard, he died at his Johannesburg home last night in the presence of his family. Tuso Kumalo reports for Studio 7 from Johannesburg.
Zimbabweans living and working in South Africa today joined millions of South Africans in mourning former president and world icon Nelson Mandela. Mandela, who has been critically ill since June this year, passed away last night at his Johannesburg home. Addressing the nation to announce the death, South African President Jacob Zuma described the late Mandela as the greatest son of South Africa.
Fellow South Africans, our beloved Nelson Rolihlahla Mandela, the founding president of our democratic nation, has departed. He passed on peacefully in the company of his family around 2050 on the 5th of December.
Zuma urged South Africans to unite throughout the period of mourning and carry on Madiba's determinations of a better South Africa.
A determination to live as Madiba has lived, to strive as he has strived, and to not rest until we have realized his vision.
Zimbabweans in South Africa say the news left them devastated. Bongani Nxumalo, who lives in Johannesburg, says it is not only South Africa that has lost, but Africa as a whole.
It is beyond description that today we are mourning the death of Nelson Mandela. We are talking of a great leader, someone who was lifeless, who was actually in to live for other people, not for himself. He was totally a lifeless person.
Gibson Ndeti, 33, says Mandela left a crucial legacy for Africa to emulate. He says Mandela is Zimbabwe's Joshua Mkabgo Nkomo.
From Nelson Mandela, the main lesson people can learn is about forgiveness and to accept people for who they are, regardless of color, creed, or race. Remember how he suffered in the hands of the Afrikaner leaderships and all, and then the way he tried to reconcile with them and forgive them. It's actually one of the biggest lessons our leaders of the world should learn.
Hundreds of people from Mandela's political party, the ruling African National Congress, also gathered near his house and chose to mourn and celebrate his life in song and dance. Mandela's body will lie in state from next Wednesday to Friday at the official government union buildings in Pretoria before the funeral takes place Sunday, December 15th, at his ancestral home in Kunu in the former Transkei homeland. Reporting for Studio 7 in Johannesburg, this is Benedict Nhlapo.